SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages Bochum's Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Goeiemôre, good morning, Fred Orban hier. We are here with your weekly program Kus tot kruin on SFM Streek Radio 11:30 on a Thursday, and as usual we have very interesting talks. And today we have with us, we have Heinz Koeman of a wildlife professional for 19 years and more, and Josephine Skarup from Denmark, a qualified veterinarian from Copenhagen. I would like to welcome the two of you. Good morning. Let's start with the lady, Josephine.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
That's fine. We'll ask you now what your background is. And Hein, ons kan jou vra wat jou achtergrond is in Engels of in Afrikaans?
Yeah,
okay, doesn't matter. So this we're a bilingual program anyway. So let's start with Josephine. Josephine, why are you in the studio today? I mean, why are you in South Africa, first of all?
I've always dreamt of working with wildlife. I always wanted to be a wildlife vet. So literally the day that I finished vet school, I got on a plane to South Africa.
Vet school in Copenhagen?
Yes.
Good. And yeah, you got on a plane to South Africa?
Yes. And then I did the VETEX course that Hein started, and then he saw potential in me, and I never left. So now I help teach the course, and I've been here for 2 years.
Hein, of course, you're very fortunate to have a partner such as Josephine here from Denmark. Can you believe it? The European people are more interested in their own wildlife than we often are ourselves. And this is a lesson, I think, that is going to come out more and more in conservation. Hein, what is your background, really?
Yes, thanks, Fred. So I started in the wildlife industry 19, 20 years ago. Managed the game reserve and got to know all that part of the industry. And in 2007, I started a program of teaching students, and making them aware of conservation and things. And ever since I've been doing this, and in 2013, we started the veterinary course where we trained veterinary students in wildlife capture and immobilization and conservation. So yeah, I'm very, as you said, lucky to have Josephine on board and helping us do that, because she's very passionate. And it's nice to have someone that shares an equal passion for wildlife.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see people like you involved, Josephine and Hein, because so many people say that they're environmentalists, but they're normally armchair conservationists and environmentalists. But this is a practical way of doing it. So what these people are actually doing is they are training vets to be able to deal with wildlife, not only with domestic animals. And that is quite a challenging venture you've got. We're just going to have a bit of music, and then we're going to go up and we're going to start our first talk with with both of them, with Josephine and with Hein, about exactly how do they work.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Josephine, let's start with you. Where do the students come from that you train here in Mossel Bay, near Mossel Bay? We'll go into the location just now where you are. Where do they come from, and what is the procedure? What do you follow? What do they come for?
Okay, so the students that we get are both vet students that are basically qualifying, and we get fully qualified vets. And they are all from overseas, so mainly America, most countries in Europe. And after I started, we get a lot of Danish people as well. And it's all people who have a burning passion for wildlife. And we don't learn anything about that in vet school in those other countries. So they come here to get practical hands-on experience and learn how to basically be a wildlife vet. And we focus highly on the conservation aspect of it as well. So we try to be very ethical. We tell the students we only do work when it's necessary. And we take them with different capture teams, different wildlife vets, and then they get exposed to all aspects of wildlife medicine.
Wildlife medicine and wildlife rehabilitation?
Yes. We also, after we started, Hein has a lot of experience in wildlife infant rearing and rehabilitation. So we have started a rescue clinic where we take in orphaned or injured wildlife, and we have vets and students on site 24/7. So it's a perfect opportunity to help injured wildlife or infants that need some extra help.
How long are your courses normally for these students?
We do 3-week courses, so they come for 3 weeks and then they get as much hands-on experience as they can, and we do a lot of theoretical things with them as well.
Obviously, you have a credibility with the universities where these students are sent from.
Yes.
So they go back with a qualification that they receive from you.
Yes.
And
A lot of the universities we work with, the students get it as extramural studies, so they can count it off as part of their practical training doing their degree.
That goes onto their CV and onto their certificates.
Yes, exactly.
It's a fantastic opportunity. You don't take South African students. For what reason?
No, we only have overseas veterinary students because that is the market and that is what our biggest passion is. It is to get it out there in the rest of the world because it's such a beautiful country here in South Africa. So we want to educate foreigners about how the situation in South Africa actually is.
And in Africa, of course.
And in Africa, the rest of the African countries, yes.
We're going to speak to Hein just now and talk a little bit about the involvement of communities in this and also in the practical side of it. But first, we're going to have some nice music on this beautiful day overlooking this lovely bay in Mossel Bay. As jy hier is, sal jy weet waarvan ek praat. As jy nie hier is, nie kom jy net om kom kyk. So we have a little bit of music and then we go on to Hein. Right, we're talking about VetX. That's a veterinary training program for vets, mainly from overseas, to see how wildlife is operated in South Africa and how to go about it. Tell me, Hein, you have been in this area for a very long time. I know you were some game lodgers before and so on, as you explained. Just tell us, what is your program all about? Just give us a typical glimpse into the life of a student.
Yes, right. Basically, when they arrive, we do orientation lectures and things like that. And the theoretical is a total of 21 hours of theoretical that they go through. But our main focus is 70% practical. So we follow capture teams and different wildlife veterinarians around. And the idea is to... Our aim is to only support ethical captures and ethical procedures. So nothing is captured for the purpose of training these students. Everything needs to happen. So that's why we travel a lot. And then we give them a lot of practical exposure with all the things that goes around and that forms a big part of being a wildlife vet. So it's even training from tracking animal behavior. All of those things are included in their course. And then obviously helicopters. So they do an introduction flight in their first week. Mm-hmm. And in the last week, we give them opportunity to dart from the helicopter on a moving target. So it's an adrenaline-packed program.
Let me just ask you now. In other words, you get called out.
Yes,
Your organization gets called out to deal with a wildlife problem or a wildlife incident.
Yes, yeah. We do have emergencies, but most of it is relocation. So it is all the forms of capture, mass capture, passive capture, net gunning from the helicopter and also chemical immobilization. So it is a very broad spectrum course and it introduces the students to, almost all the aspects of it, you know, which is very interesting. And not one day is the same as the previous day, which makes it very, very special and unique program.
You have a program on Instagram?
Yes, we do. We do have an Instagram page and we post all the nice videos and exciting captures that we do on there, and also some of the infants that we're busy raising, we also put on there for the people to see and follow the story, especially the people that's been here before.
Are you training people out of our own community to take part in these programs?
Yes, we've actually now taken in a very nice guy, and he's also, we're doing training for him, so we're helping him, you know, get qualified and things like that. And we've got an idea to use him in a different aspect of Mossel Bay as well, which is coming next year, and he's the ideal person for that.
Fantastic. I mean, the work that you people do is so important in the conservation of our wildlife in South Africa and in the world. Because Europe, you may know, Josephine, that in Europe we used to have tigers and all these kind of things. Now we've got zoos. So let us avoid that in South Africa, and that's really what you're trying to do, is to educate people to keep what we've got and not to destroy what we have so that there's nothing left in the future. We're going to go on to some music again, and we are speaking to you from the atelier. What's that in English again? I can't remember, but still, you know. Studio, thank you very much for the help, and then we will continue and go on to Hein and Josephine about Mossel Bay Environmental Partnership, that which is now known as MEP.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Righto, we are at Kus tot Kruin and we're speaking to Heinz Koeman and Josephine Skarup from Denmark, and Heinz, of course, from Albertina and Mossel Bay. Hein, many years ago, before I actually knew you, I knew your father very well. He was the environmental control officer, I think, of Moscas at the time. And him and I started something called MEP, which is known today still as Mossel Bay Environmental Partnership, which was an initiative to cement the work of the private sector and the business sector to form a partnership for the conservation of wildlife. Now, that was very successful for many years, got lots of funding from Petro SA at the time and also from Eskom, believe it or not. And then that the carpet got pulled away, so MEP has been dormant. Are you going to restart MEP? Because it was it's a very important organization.
Yes, Fred, yeah. I've obviously inherited MEP now, and I've got Josephine on my team. We've just gone through a period where we had to pick the right people to help us drive MEP. Obviously, we're very busy with the veterinary training and things like that. So we've actually taken a guy from the community in Dagama, which we're busy training. We're going to build on his qualification and things this year, and then next year we want to kick off with various projects. There's various ideas that we spoke about earlier today as well, Fred. And then we've got a nature conservation guy that's got a degree in nature conservation that will also assist in driving MEP. So, we're very excited about it, and we look forward to it next year to start this up.
So you're using the experience of your predecessor, your father, amongst other things, that gave you the passion for wildlife, I think, and for the conservation aspect, and you're also focusing on the youth now with Josephine?
Yes, like we really want to make it into an educational thing, use MEP to teach the youth in the communities about wildlife and the importance of conservation. And everyone knows that if you learn about something, you get to love it, then people also want to protect it. And as a foreigner coming here to this beautiful area and seeing all these wild marine animals and hearing how much they need help, we thought it would be like an awesome opportunity to do what we do best and start a program for marine life and use our vet students to help with beachings and penguins that are injured or turtles. So we really want to start a project and get everyone that's already doing so much amazing work on this count and put everyone together and use MEP to facilitate all of that.
And MEP is going to be like creating a network.
Yes. So
that, because we need that, because there's a lot of organizations that are involved in conservation, but everyone operate separately.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's completely against what our aim is. You know, we want to work with everyone that's already in, you know, doing it and making a difference.
It's very important. And the municipality has also come on board with the conservation initiative that they've started. And we hope to see MEP there at the next meeting and getting involved very much. And thank you very much, Josephine, for your participation today. And also, Hein, thank you for...
Pleasure.
It's a big pleasure.
And we will have some more discussions with you on the work that you're doing in South Africa and in the area, especially in the Mossel Bay area.
Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay, weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai en Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mossel Bay. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081 071 6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM.
Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044 801 7811.